Thanks so much. That was wonderful. So our third presentation is by Kenneth Gerlach. Mr. Gerlach has worked at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention since 1998 in the areas of cancer registration and immunization services. Prior to that, he worked at Emory University as the administrator of the Georgia Center for Cancer Statistics, a unit of the Rollins School of Public Health. Currently, Mr. Gerlach serves as the project officer for the implementation pilot for two-dimensional vaccine barcode utilization project within the Immunization Information System Support Branch in the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at CDC.
Okay, Joellen, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and to have an opportunity to talk about this pilot project we're working on. I'm going to be giving an overview and a progress report about where we are. I think one of the things I want to emphasize here that what we're really talking about is a two-dimensional barcoding pilot project. Now, before I go in and start talking about the specifics of the project and the progress, I want to give a little bit of an introduction and a background. I think a good place to start is with some definitions, specifically barcoding definitions, in the context from the perspective of vaccinations. And you can see on the right-hand side, there are two images. The top is a linear barcode, and below that is a two-dimensional barcode. Now, we're all pretty much familiar with a linear barcode. It's on when we go grocery shopping, we go to the hardware store, on the back of our driver's license. It seems to be pretty much everywhere. Now, the FDA requires that vaccine products, you know, vials and syringes, have linear barcodes on them and that this information contain the national drug code. Now, other variables cannot be included because of the space limitations. In order to get to that size to contain all the information, the linear barcode would be so big it would have to wrap around the vial several times. The advantage to two-dimensional barcodes is that you can get more information in a smaller space. It can contain the national drug code, but also expiration date and lot number. Now, also of note is the FDA recently has come up with a waiver to allow manufacturers to skip the linear barcode and replace it with an alternative. Now, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act requires certain pieces of documentation, the manufacturer's, the lot number, the provider identification, the date administered, and the VIS version date and the date it was provided. Now, a little history about the project. And this, in a sense, has been kind of on the burner for some time. And people have been working on this since 1997 with the Vaccine Identification Standards Initiative, or VISI. If we fast forward to January of 2009, the American Academy of Pediatrics brought together a group of the community, immunization community, for a 2D barcoding conference. Now, in August of 2011, the FDA, as I mentioned before, issued guidance related to barcoding, promoting allowing for a waiver of affixing the linear barcode on the vaccine vials and syringes. More recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics and GS1. Now, GS1 is a standards development organization for barcoding. I'm going to talk more about that later. I have a separate slide for that. But they have developed some draft guidance for data matrix barcodes for vaccines at the point of care. So I think when we start looking at two-dimensional barcodes, we see some advantages to them. We see that it can improve accuracy and completeness of the immunization record in the electronic medical record as well as in the immunization registry. It can improve vaccine inventory reconciliation, reduce vaccine documentation time, and improve patient safety. So with these kind of potential benefits in mind, the decision was made to go ahead with a pilot study in order that we could learn more about two-dimensional barcodes. Now, the pilot project actually has three parts. The first is a pilot project to implement 2D barcodes on vaccine vials and syringes. Part two is incorporate 2D barcodes onto vaccine information statements. Part three is to provide technical support and guidance for future implementers. And I'm going to talk about, go through these sequentially. Now, the objectives for part one is to insist in implementation of 2D barcoded vaccines, to examine implementation challenges at all stages from vaccine production, to think manufacturers, to the vaccine encounter, think of the provider giving it, to the data capture in the electronic medical record as well as into the immunization registry. Also, to evaluate the use of 2D barcodes in terms of completeness and accuracy, to take a look at the user's experience and to do some workflow analyses and time and motion studies. And last but not least, to document best practices and lessons learned. Now, this diagram, and this, I think this is kind of the heart of kind of the project itself, what we're trying to do. And if you go from left to right, you'll see the vial, and this is what the manufacturers are doing. The idea is that the participating manufacturers will affix 2D barcodes on the vials and syringes, which in turn will go to the participating immunizers who will scan the information into their electronic medical records and which in turn will be forwarded onto the immunization registry there. Now, under manufacturers, just I want to touch upon this briefly. I'm going to come back to this on another slide. But the data matrix barcode will contain G10, the Global Trade Identification Number, the expiration date, and the lot number. Now, where we are to date is we've two manufacturers are participating on this in Sanofi and GSK, and you can see the associated vaccines that will be involved. We've 10 immunization program grantees have volunteered, and we've enlisted approximately 250 immunizers to participate. A subset of that, 30 to be specifically, will be participating in a time and motion study and a more in-depth analysis. And last but not least, we've selected the scanner to be involved in the pilot. One of the incentives for the immunizers is that we will be providing them scanners so that they can do this. This is obviously a map of the United States, and you can see in green the states and the cities that are participating: Washington, Oregon, Wyoming, Alaska, Idaho, Michigan, Florida, New Jersey, New York City, and New York State. Now, this is the some more information about the barcode standard and the format that we'll be using. We're actually using, I mentioned this before, the Global Trade Identification Number, or G10. Now, G10 is it sounds like a new number, but embedded within G10 is the National Drug Code. The barcode will also have the vaccine expiration date and the batch lot number too. Now, in terms of the standards that we're using the GS1 2D barcoding standard. And GS1 is a barcoding standards development organization. It's international, not-for-profit, has members, organizations in over 100 countries. There is a chapter in the U.S., and it's the most widely used supply chain standard system in the world. And when we see barcodes, it's pretty much it complies with the GS1 standard. Now, switching gears a little bit to talk about the vaccine information statements. You know, when we are putting, and before I do that, I need to make the distinction here. In part one, we are talking about unit of use. And the barcode will contain the product identification, the expiration date, and the lot number. Now, the VIS is a piece of paper. It is a document. It will contain different pieces of information, the publication date and the VIS document identifier there. So I wanted to make that distinction because a lot of times when I talk about this, people can get these two kind of concepts confused. Now, when we were putting this together, we saw some advantages to including two-dimensional barcodes on the VIS. It could increase the completeness for the data elements. It could enhance the record keeping for providers, and it could promote the use of two-dimensional barcoding technology. This is an image, obviously, of a VIS document. But at the bottom right-hand corner, you can see an image of a two-dimensional barcode. Again, in terms of the information that's there, we selected the GS1's global document type identifier to encode the VIS document type. Also, we have the VIS edition date included in there. We've done some testing for the scanners, and we've developed some technical assistance documentation for the users. And we have barcodes for all of the current VIS documents. Now, when I say current, a little justification there, all the current documents that are not under kind of active revision at this time. So technically, I think we have about 17 or 18 that are actually have the barcoding standards, and we expect that to roll out in the months ahead. Now, in terms of technical support and guidance, keeping things very brief, we have conducted a forum for the vaccine manufacturers in January of 2010. We brought together manufacturers, FDA, other HHS partners, as well as CDC. There is a summary of the meeting expected to be out there on the web shortly, and actually I did some editing of it earlier this week, so I probably need to adjust the slide a little bit. We plan to have another educational forum for the broader immunization community sometime in the fall, and we're expecting to have that meeting, a summary of that meeting, posted in mid-October. We anticipate having a central portal of barcoding resources in March of 2013, and a manual for 2D barcoding use and integration is planned for August of 2013. So, to summarize, I think there's some potential benefits for two-dimensional barcode vaccines. I think we envision that it can increase accuracy and completeness of the recorded immunization information, and that it can improve patient safety. This particular pilot project that we're working on, and we're doing pilot projects to learn, we want to examine the implementation challenges at all stages, from the production, manufacturer, to the encounter, to the data capture. We want to learn, we want to document best practices and lessons learned. So this is my concluding slide, but actually this is just a note here about this two-dimensional barcode that you see in the top center there. If you scan this, it says, thank you, happy scanning. This is used in some of the educational materials that we have developed for the immunizers. So having said that, I'm going to turn it back over to Joellen. So thank you very much.